It's on, it goes on their website, Little League website,
and senior league website,
and the Spitzer Waddle TV radio show.
Alright, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We have a post-game interview with some stars of the game. We have, we're going to interview Coach Ramon Caffrey. We're also going to interview Trace Reed and Mason Mallard. We'll start out with Coach Caffrey. Coach Caffrey, off to a 1-0 start here. What are your thoughts?
Hey, you know, we're really glad to be here in the World Series. It's a very exciting moment for all of our team. You know, kind of had, I think, some first game jitters. Obviously, it's a big stage. Started a little slow, but we hung in there and stuck with our approach of one game at a time and pulled out a victory.
It seems to be a very balanced attack here. We got two guys that are going to get interviewed right after you, but I know you're proud of all the guys that have contributed in so many different ways throughout the year.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a great job of teamwork from the 1 to 13. We got guys doing whatever it takes, laying down a bunt, hit and run, pinch running, throwing innings. Just a great job, great team effort.
Tell us a little bit about your coaching philosophy in terms of the way you're handling your pitching staff.
The way we handle our pitching staff, I think we have a lot of capable pitchers. We keep their pitch count low so they can throw hard, be very aggressive, pound the strike zone, keep their pitches low and rotate through a lot of pitchers, keep the other team off balance, and have our pitching staff ready to go for the next game.
You seem to be able to put pressure on the other team from a lot of different points in the lineup. You had some hitting and running going on, put some guys in motion. You got a lot of confidence, it looks like, in what you guys can do at the plate and on the bases.
Absolutely. I think this team is a very confident team with pitching, hitting, and we got a lot of speed, so we try to put a lot of pressure on the other team, see if we can tip their hand and force some errors.
All right, we had a guy that had a big night tonight at the plate, Trace Reed. I'm going to ask Coach to pass the headset over to him. And Trace, Coach kind of have to attack some difficulties here. See if you can hold that in place right there. Get that up a little closer to your mouth, Trace. And Trace, Brent Waddle was noticing that you were a hit shy of the cycle. If you could have just gotten one over the fence, man, you would have had a home run, a single, a double, and a triple. So we were kind of cheering for you to get one more at bat. What were you thinking out there? You had an injury, I know, and then you bounced back really strong from that. Couldn't have had a much better game to play tonight.
Yeah, my hand's definitely been bothering me a little bit, but I mean, nothing's going to stop me. This is my last year to play Little League, so I've always wanted to go to the World Series, and I'm just trying to perform my best while I'm here.
Right. Well, you've done a great job in the outfield and also at the plate, and I know that this is a chance of a lifetime. Tell the fans back home a little bit about what it's been like to come up here to Bangor, flying on the plane, and some of the fun things that you've gotten to do so far.
Oh, I mean, it's been great. I've never flown on a plane before. I mean, getting to fly here was just great, and then all the, charter bus on the way to the hotel, and this field is great. I mean, it's just been a great experience overall.
What do you think about your teammates and your coaches? You guys seem to all get around, get along really well, and I anticipate that you probably are spending some time away from the ballpark too and having a lot of fun doing that.
Oh, yeah. We just try to do everything as a team. I mean, every win is a team win. We couldn't do it without, one player. Our coaches are great. I mean, we play small ball if we have to. No one's selfish. Everyone just tries to win.
All right, thank you. That's Trace Reed, the center fielder and three-hole hitter. He's going to pass the headset over to Mason Mallard, who's the cleanup hitter and the catcher. And Mason, as soon as you get that on, you ready to go, buddy?
Yes, sir.
All right, batting cleanup. You had two hits tonight, picked up a couple of RBIs, and have also handled the pitchers really well. First, let's talk about your night at the plate. What did you see from the opposing pitchers? And I'm going to let you talk a little bit about our pitchers also.
The other pitchers, they hit the ball really well before they delivered. They also had good curveballs, and it just kept our hitters off balance. We had to get used to it, and then we jumped on it.
It looked like the starter had quite a bit of heat on his fastball, and then not quite as much after that. Was that your assessment?
Yes, sir. I think it helped the team overall from going to fast pitching to slow pitching. We usually hit fast pitching better, but tonight it was the other way around.
Tell us a little bit about our staff. You've been behind the plate for almost every game that we played here, and Cade Suggs did another great job of getting us started off. What did you see out of Cade tonight?
I think Cade does a great job pitching, hitting the spots, curveball, changeup, all the time. He's never done a bad job when he comes out to pitch. When he's come out to pitch, he always does a good job to start for us.
Yeah, and coming in behind him tonight was Brayden Nelson. Came in kind of a tight spot with the 3-0 count, a couple of runners on, and worked out of that and worked really effectively in the middle innings. What made Brayden so effective tonight?
Brayden's so effective because he has got 5 pitches: fastball, splitter, changeup, knuckleball, fastball, and he always does a good job with keeping everybody off balance, and he's just a great pitcher overall.
We've also seen Kane and Clausen some in the middle innings, had him warmed up and ready to go, but Coach Caffrey has a lot of good arms at his disposal and went with Seth Gibson, a teammate of yours down there at Troop, I think, now. So,
yes, sir.
And Seth seemed to be bringing it pretty good that last inning, but how did it look to you behind the plate?
Seth always does a good job when he comes in. He tries his hardest. He's got a good curveball to throw everybody off, and I look forward to my years in high school with him.
All right. Thank you, Mason. Thank you for everybody listening out there.
Thank
and
you.
We'll look forward to this team being back in action on Tuesday against Taylor County, Maryland. Thanks, guys.